This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Wine.
So let me get this straight. John Kerry is now going to step down from the Biden administration, I guess being the climate czar. So, John, wait a minute. What are we going to do? What are we going to do without John Kerry helping us and guiding us and showing us the way? I'm sorry. I had to say that. Yes, I went there. And, well, it's Monday. And as we said, we got to kind of get you going here on Monday. Because we can't change the fact that it's Monday. But we can certainly have some fun here on this Monday morning. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome to the program. Hour number two is upon us. We're glad to be here. We're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959. That's our number. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to opine, if you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there, of course. And by the way, folks, again, we want to tell you about our top story today, and this is that two Navy SEALs have gone missing off the coast of Somalia during a nighttime boarding mission. This doesn't have anything to do, according to U.S. officials, with what's happening in the Red Sea in terms of the Operation Prosperity Guardian. It doesn't have anything to do with the seizing by Iran of an oil tanker, and it doesn't have anything to do with these strikes that were carried out against the Houthis in Yemen. Evidently, they were trying to board a vessel. We don't know what vessel that is. Hasn't been released yet. One of the SEALs got swept into the water by the waves. We understand by high waves. The other SEAL went in after them, and there's no information about their whereabouts. They're conducting what presumably now is they're calling a recovery operation. So it is a very, very sad news. But as I said at the top of hour number one, of course, on this program, we revere and honor and highly regard our active military and, of course, our law enforcement, first responders, of course, but also, of course, our veterans as well. And so when we see a story like this, it hits us in our heart. It hits us right at home. And so, again, we wanted to bring you that news. And if we get any more information about that, of course, we will bring it to you. Well, of course, today is January the 15th, and we're going to be talking about the Iowa caucuses and where some of these polls, some of these final polls have been, maybe what we're going to expect to see. But certainly, as I was saying right before we came up to the top of the hour break, we're now in it. This is it. We're in the season now. And it's not 'tis the season to be jolly. It's 'tis the season to vote and to make a decision. And we'll talk about that as well. But it's also January the 15th, and it's Martin Luther King Day. And, of course, Martin Luther King gave his, of course, famous speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. And this was August 28th, 1963, I believe. And which he stated, again, very famously, "I have a dream." Let's hear a little excerpt of that speech.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Those words rang out, of course, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. And if you've ever stood there on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, you can almost hear those echoes of all these amazing historical times Lincoln there sitting in his chair have presided over, but perhaps none more so than the I Have a Dream speech, as it's come to be known. And certainly to see all those people gathered along the National Mall that day in these black and white films that we have to see, it is just again amazing. And I want to point this out real quick, because we're going to head to the break. But in hour number one, I mentioned about Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, you heard him say there, America living up to its creed, right? Of all men are created equal, the idea that to be judged by the content of your character, not by the color of your skin. Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. King here, was talking about lifting up America. He was talking about having America live up to its promise for all Americans. That is so different from what we have today. And even some in politics, some that really kind of their message is to tear down America, that America is based on evil, that America has to be sort of wiped away and something has to take its place. It has to be started again. That wasn't Dr. Martin Luther King's thing at all. He was talking about America continuing to become the great nation that it, number one, is destined to be and has been destined to be, and that I believe the founders ultimately wanted it to be. Because that's why the Constitution is so important, my friends. It is the groundwork for our ability to move in the right moral direction as we move through history in this great country of ours. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back after the break. Stay there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So where's Joe Biden going with these polls? down? he's definitely going down with these polls, I'll tell you that much, folks. Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to opine this morning on the show about the Iowa caucuses, about all the different things that we'll be talking about here on the show this morning. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com. And send me a direct message as well. So, yes, Biden's approval rating. Now, obviously, the Iowa caucuses are kind of front and center at this point. But whoever is going to emerge as the eventual nominee for the GOP will likely take on Biden, but maybe not, right? It all depends. If these things keep going south for Biden, they may really make a change. And they'll couch it, as we've talked about many times, I spend more time with my family. I've completed my mission. That could also be part of it. And he may say that, you know, in order to save democracy, I want someone else to run. You know, because now they kind of set themselves in stone with that at this point. How do you back off from that? I just don't know. How do you back off from saying voting for me is voting to save democracy because I'm fighting for democracy. I'm making sure democracy is safe. Otherwise, it's going to be taken away from you by the evil Republicans or stuff like that. And so how do you back off from that? So I guess you can't say, I've saved democracy so I can go home now because they're going to keep that up. But this from The Hill, only one third of U.S. adults say they approve of President Biden's job performance, a record low for his presidency and for any other president in the last 15 years. In an ABC News Ipsos poll conducted January 4 through 8, only 33% of those surveyed said they approve of Biden, and a drop from the previous poll in September 2023 when 37% approved of his performance. Biden's disapproval rating is up 58% up from 56% in September. Now, ABC News said it's the lowest approval rating since former President George W. Bush from 2006 to 2008. Biden, who is running for re-election, has a lower approval rating than former President Trump, who is leading the GOP nominee for president, who is the leading GOP nominee for president. Asked when looking back whether they approve or disapprove of the way Trump handled his job when he was president, 41% of respondents said they approved, down from 48% in September. Trump's disapproval rating is 53%, up from 49% in September. So when you see numbers like this, it also begs the question that some voters out there, whether they be Republican or Democrat or independent, may not want either of these men to be the nominee. But again, all that remains to be seen. But it is something that bears on all this. There's no doubt about that. Now, who is trying to take everything away from you? Who is trying to make everything bad for you? Would it be, those who really want to have policies that truly are authoritarian and so forth? Oh, by the way, what is this stuff again? We keep hearing about Donald Trump, a dictator for a day. Wasn't that a joke or something that was, it's kind of like, yeah, day one, I'll be a dictator because I'll give these different executive orders and that will set thus and such in motion. And so and again, Trump always gets himself in trouble with this kind of stuff because obviously if you're listening to it, you're going, okay, I get what the context is. Ha ha, dictator for a day. I won't be a dictator except on day one. But that continues to be seized upon by many on the left or many in the mainstream media as evidence that Trump is just now admitting, he's admitting to you that he's going to be a dictator. Well, folks, who's the more dictatorial in terms of concept or attitude? Is it the Democrat Party elite, the ones that want to make sure that you have a particular vehicle that you can drive? Whether or not you can have a gas stove, all these different rules and regulations that they want to come up with and impose upon you, that seems a little bit more dictatorial, don't you think, rather than let's have abundant energy, right? Or let's deal with our not just our friends but our foes from a position of strength, especially when it comes to trade with, countries like China, stuff like that. Well, let's listen to an excerpt here from This Week on ABC. It's Governor J.B. Pritzker from Illinois. Guess what, folks? Republicans are trying to take your freedoms away. They're trying to take it away. Okay, I'm going to whisper like Joe Biden for emphasis. First I'll get really, really loud like Joe Biden, and then I'll whisper. All right, here's Governor Pritzker.
Here's the important thing for people to recognize that putting all the polls aside, the truth of the matter is this is going to be won among independents. And independents understand that, as Democrats do, that it's the Republicans that are trying to take your freedoms away. It's the Republicans that are trying to take away your Social Security and your Medicare. It's the Republicans that are basically fighting against the working families of America. And it's Joe Biden who has been lifting up the economy. We now have incomes above inflation. Inflation is coming down significantly. Things are getting better in this country. And over the course of an election year, as the economy continues to improve, you're going to see poll numbers improve too.
Okay, stop right there. It's the Republicans that are trying to take your freedoms away. It's Joe Biden who's fixing everything. And the poll numbers will start to rise for Joe Biden. Do you believe that for a minute? Do you think that the Democrat Party elite believe that for a minute? So here comes the governor and basically kind of, trying to, spread some sunshine, I guess, about Biden and the evil Republicans who are trying to take away your freedoms. And again, that also goes along the lines of democracy is going to be taken away. It's going to be stolen away. It's going to be ground out by the Republicans unless you vote for Joe Biden. Folks, this is the same kind of thing when Joe Biden said to Charlemagne the God back in the 2020 election that if you don't vote for me, quote, you ain't black. His words, not mine, right? It's when you set things up like that, you know that they're not really, they don't believe what they're even telling you. This notion, again, saving democracy, and Dr. Jill is terrified about losing democracy. So is Michelle Obama. She's terrified about losing democracy. This is the most important thing in the world, and it's a total setup. It's just a talking point, and I'm surprised he even talked about, well, you know, you got these wages and this kind of stuff. But folks, I saw another article. I don't have it right in front of me, but I saw another article earlier today. You know, things are really improving in the economy, but American consumers just don't get it yet. You know, it's that kind of thing. Again, if you are explaining, you're losing, right? If you're explaining, you're having to constantly explain why the economy is good, why everything is fine. And the fact that it's the idea that you just don't get it. You don't understand it. You probably never will. And this is just way above your pay grade. So go to the store, fill up a bag of groceries, and have it be like 70 or 80 bucks. And like it. And and don't worry about it. Because everything is trending. And it's trending the right way. This kind of stuff. So that's what we have to deal with, folks. That's the kind of thing. And this, again, has to do with the notion of just constantly hammering on the talking points. Just hammering on the talking points. But I'll tell you this. There are policies that help to uplift all the consumers and all the workers. What an interesting observation that somehow the Republicans are working against American families, American workers. What? Actually, Governor, don't you think that things have shifted over time, that the Republicans are now the ones that I think working people look to because they understand the very economic problems and catastrophes that they have to deal with on a daily basis? And the Democrat Party is really only good for, well, we're going to save democracy and we're going to fight for you, but really nothing will ever change. Because if it changed, guess what? They wouldn't have to fight for you anymore. So they'd rather come back every 2 and 4 years and tell you that they're going to fight for you. And hope that it kind of gets them the same result. But I don't know. They keep fighting, and it never gets better. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back for the bottom of the hour segment. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. This Sunday, we begin in Iowa, where the caucuses are set to start out in sub-zero temperatures. Records expected to be broken, and despite the weather, Republican presidential candidates busy campaigning in Iowa, meeting with voters. Vivek Ramaswamy and his team having to park the campaign bus because of all the snow and ice. Former President Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis talking about the weather situation.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure figure it out.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
An Iowa principal who put himself in harm's way to protect students during a school shooting has died.
Authorities confirming the death of Perry High School principal Dan Marburger after the family announced it on a GoFundMe page. Marburger died Sunday morning after he was critically shot and wounded during the January 4th attack. An 11-year-old student was also killed in the shooting. Six others wounded before the 17-year-old shooter apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Jason Walker reporting.
The NTSB is investigating two incidents involving the Brightline train that killed three people at the same railroad crossing on the high-speed train's route between Miami and Orlando Wednesday and Friday. Since the line launched, the 160-mile extension linking South Florida to Orlando in September, there have been five deaths. More at townhall.com.
7959, Kyle Warren with you. And, you know, we were talking just before the break about this idea of, you know, the Republicans are going to take everything away. You know, it's going to be, you know, we're fighting for democracy and stuff like that. Well, Martha McCallum over on Fox News, she had a great interview with Karl Rove, but also with Robert Wolf, who's a former economic advisor to Obama. And she had a great question to this person, talking about, again, this idea of whether or not the Democrats need to hang their hat, basically, on the notion that they're preserving democracy. Listen to the question, because she starts out with a quote from James Carville, which I think is really, really illustrative about where people actually are. Are they sitting around ruminating about January 6th and saying, well, I'll never vote for Republicans or Trump or this kind of thing? Or are they living in reality, basically? And so let's listen in, shall we?
So, Robert, I want to pull up this quote from James Carville on ABC, because there's been a lot of focus in the last few days around the January 6th anniversary. And And he is cautioning President Biden to not put all of his eggs in this threat to democracy basket. He says it makes sense on January 6th, but don't kid yourself. On January 8th and 9th, Americans will still be going to the grocery store. People live in the economy and experience it many times a day. They don't live on January the 6th. And interestingly, this was also picked up on by Mitt Romney, who said as a Biden campaign theme, I think the threat to democracy pitch is a bust. January 6th will be 4 years old by the election, and basically calls it kicking a dead political horse. Is it a mistake to go so all in on these threat to democracy themes, Robert?
I like James, but we know James has been wrong in 2008 with Obama, 2012 with Obama, 2016 with Hillary, and in 2020 he didn't support Biden in the primary. So, I mean, honestly, I think that the campaign has to be more broader than just democracy's on the line. I actually think, Bidenomics is something he should be running on. I think the wind's at the back in the economy. We've had wages outperform inflation the entire 2023 and now into 24. With respect to democracy on the line, I actually think it is on the line, and I think it's actually resonating. At the Valley Forge speech, he had over $1 million in 24 hours in grassroots contributions. Actually, today at the Emmanuel Church, that was a great speech. There was a lot of electricity in the air. They were yelling, four more years. So I think, you know, his campaign is really less than a week old. As Carl knows, you want to be president more than candidate. And so he's just starting the campaign. He's President Biden. He made sure that he wasn't really running in 23. His ideas was to start now. And this is what President Obama did. He also added Mitch Landrieu today.
So there you have Robert Wool, former economical advisor to Obama. Well, I do think that a democracy is on the line. It's on the line. Well, it's on the line in the notion that if you could kick candidates off the ballot that you don't want, if you could simply denounce someone and say, insurrectionist! And I'm not just talking about Trump. I mean, what could you possibly use as a definition for an insurrectionist at that point? And, you know, we've mentioned this before when this whole thing first started about the 14th Amendment. Well, can you say that Joe Biden is not upholding the laws in terms of specifically in terms of immigration? So that is, in essence, an insurrection against the operation and expectation of what the federal government is supposed to be doing, and you're now impeding it? Is that an insurrection against what the federal government is supposed to do? Well, you could just point at him and say, insurrectionist, and then say, well, guess what? We're kicking you off the ballot. In a red state, you cannot be on the ballot because we have determined you are an insurrectionist, and on it would go. But whether or not, you know, democracy is on the line, to me, means that they're not really thinking, and this guy was just talking about, well, Bidenomics, you should run on Bidenomics. No, nobody wants to run on Bidenomics. Even the White House doesn't want to run on Bidenomics. Everybody knows that. And they're going to take a couple of these little things, and I think kind of even more out of context, because if things are still so very expensive, people can say, well, my wages might have gone up some infinitesimal amount in a study somewhere, but if I go to the grocery store, as I mentioned, and I'm going to fill up a bag of groceries and it costs, you know, astronomical amounts of money to do that, well, that's, you know, stuff I see every single day. It causes me to live my life in a certain way. It causes me to have to cut back. It causes me to feel that we're not really being prosperous. And it also causes me to feel like this is all going to come crashing down any moment. Joe Biden and his Bidenomics, those who want to tout it, certainly don't give you the notion that, guess what, we're actually going to come out of this. There's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. It's getting better. And people don't have to be sold on it. In other words, it would sell itself. It's just that simple. All right, let's take a look at some of these other polls. In terms of Iowa that we're seeing, this is from Real Clear Politics, Real Clear Polling. The RCP average right now looks like for Trump is 52.5%. Haley's got 18.7%. DeSantis at 15.5%. Ramaswamy, 6.5%. Christie's no longer an issue, but, you know, could some of those percentage points ultimately go to Haley if during the caucusing? And Asa Hutchinson, he's got 0.8%. Not zero, but it's 0.8. But Trump plus 33.8, basically, there. If we take a look at, for example, the Emerson poll, most recent there, Trump 55%, Haley 21, DeSantis 15, Ramaswamy 5. The NBC Des Moines Register that we were just talking about in hour number one, their final poll closed out on Saturday. Trump at 48%, Haley at 20%, DeSantis at 16%, Ramaswamy at 8. That's Trump plus 28% right there, 28 points. Suffolk University, this goes back to January the 10th, but Trump at 54%, Haley 22, DeSantis 13, Ramaswamy 6. So these are all kind of hitting right about the same, right? In terms of where the spread is and you know, that the fact that it's consistent. So I don't know that we have any surprises per se for today, for the Iowa caucuses. And we'll be talking about them, of course, on the Tuesday morning edition. But no real surprises per se, unless there's some kind of upset. But I just don't see that happening yet. And what I do see, of course, is that it will be, my prediction is that it's going to be about like this. You know, maybe it's going to be a little bit less here and there for Trump. But where that story is going to pick up then is, where did Nikki Haley come from and where did she get to by the time the actual caucus was finished? And that may be, and then of course the media will pick up on that as well. But Trump has also been, the Trump campaign has been sort of tamping down expectations a little bit. And as well they should, only because, you know, when it gets down to brass tacks, you definitely don't want to have said, well, we're going to have this enormous spread and then quote it and then have it be that or have it not be that. And what you want to do is you want to say, well, you know, we're working hard. And this is what candidates need to say. We're working hard. We're, you know, getting our message out. We believe that our voters are going to come out. They're going to caucus for us. It's all going to be good. And that's ultimately what Trump is kind of saying right now. And so that's actually good. But in terms of where Ramaswamy goes from here, unless he feels that he can pull off something else in a different context, well, that remains to be seen. DeSantis, well, I believe he'll continue on. I don't, as I understand, he's not going to be focusing as much on New Hampshire, I think, as much as South Carolina, if I have that correct. Which I don't blame him on this yet, but you never know. But I do think it's going to try to round out here sooner than later in terms of where these percentages finally come out and whether or not, and this is the again, the question for all these candidates, what is the path for the primaries? But for Trump, what is the path for the general? That's the important question. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through the Monday edition. Hour number two, almost done. And we'll head into hour number three, of course, at the top of the hour. And once again, folks, 949-822-7959. We've got actually the lines lining up right now. Let's head over to Tony in Tampa and see what he has to say this morning. Good morning, Tony. Glad to hear from you.
Good morning, Kyle. What concerns me about Trump is his electability in the general election. What's her name? Denise Simon said, oh, 79, oh, that's no big thing. 70, oh, yeah, you can be very good at 79. That's fine, Denise. But 65% of the American people don't want a president in their 70s. That's a big deal. I mean, I like Trump. He was a great president. I'll vote for him again. But you got to think about that, man.
Right.
I mean, that's a large number, 79, very large.
I understand. I hear exactly what you're saying. That's why I'm talking about what is the path, because there are some obstacles. They're different obstacles than they were in 2016, but they're obstacles nonetheless. And part of that has to do with age, and that has to do with a lot of these independent voters out there, I think.
That's correct. That's a big one. It has a lot to do with the independent voters and the young voters, the ones in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. That's a large number, man. and the Democrats, they put somebody up like what's his name? Kyle. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, just bear with me for a minute. They put somebody up like Newsom, and Newsom's an attractive candidate, and he's going to be going up against Gavin Newsom, and he's going to have three debates with Gavin Newsom, a 79-year-old man going up against a guy who's in his 40s, and he's got some kind of a Hollywood genre about him. Mm-hmm. and he's got the media. 79 is way out there, man. It really bothers me. I like Trump. I'd love to see him be president. But go with Nikki Haley. Go with somebody who can win. All right, Kyle. Thank you. Thank you very much, man, for listening to me.
Hey, thanks, Tony. We appreciate the telephone call, always. Take care. All right, Tony in Tampa, everybody. Yeah, thanks again. And Tony in Tampa, everybody. And, you know, again, he makes some good points because that has to do with what the path is. So they have to account for that in some way. I'm completely agreeing. They have to account for that in some way. And because, you know, the Democrats are going to be throwing everything they can at that. So the difference between Trump and Biden at their relatively comparable ages, that is a factor in the sense of how people may perceive them. But there's definitely, they're going to have to account for that. I appreciate what Tony's saying, especially in regards to much younger voters. So that goes back to my question. What is the path? Because there has to be one. We know that, and I agree too. I think a lot of people will vote for Trump. They won't not vote for Trump if he's the nominee. But again, the general election is going to be a different animal than we see in the primaries right now. It's a totally different thing. So again, there's no simple thing about this. It's not easy. Politics is going to be very hard as we move through the year. Well, folks, I think we're going to go ahead and just tell you about the weather here real quick, because in a few moments we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We got the National Weather Service. Heavy lake effect snow, downwind from the lower Great Lakes, and heavy snow from parts of the central Rockies, snow from parts of the lower Mississippi Valley to the northeast. In other words, snow, snow, snow. We got a special on snow. There is a threat of rain and freezing rain over parts of southern plains and the southern Appalachians. Temperatures will be 25 to 40 degrees below average from the northern Rockies to the plains, middle Mississippi Valley, and Ohio Valley. Cold pressure over the plains and a wave of low pressure along stationary front extending from the southern high plains across the central Rockies northwestward to the northwest will produce heavy snow over parts of the central Rockies on Sunday evening into Monday evening, again, the time period we're experiencing right now. In contrast, upper-level energy and cold air will produce heavy lake-effect snow downwind from the lower Great Lakes. Moisture flowing northward over the western central Gulf Coast will intercept cold air over parts of the southern plains, lower Mississippi Valley, Tennessee Valley, and central southern Appalachians, creating a broad band of rain and freezing rain. And folks, the wind chills out there right now are absolutely phenomenal. Montana, you're near Helena right now. You got wind chills as low as 35 below zero. But if you're up near Bismarck, North Dakota, you've got wind chills as low as 60 degrees below zero. I should say the temperature 60 degrees for the wind chill advisory, dangerously cold wind chills as low as 40 degrees below zero. So I want to make that clear. The wind chill continues all the way through Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, most of Texas, okay, over into... we've got winter storm warnings through Arkansas, looks like through northern Mississippi, most of northern Alabama, Tennessee, over towards Kentucky, Virginia. It's just all over the place, folks. And so we definitely want you to be careful. We want you to get there in one piece. and you hunker down if you have to. But at the same time, if you have to travel or if you're going to get on an airplane tomorrow, be sure to call ahead. Be sure to check your flight and make sure that everything is copacetic, because they still have this big backlog, as I would understand, of people to clear and also weather events themselves. So be careful out there, folks. All right. Once again, thanks to Tony and Tampa for the call. We appreciate it. All right. It's time to head over and talk with Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning, and happy Monday to you as we start out this great week of broadcasting. Well, of course, one of the top stories we talked about at hours number one and two, Denise, were the two Navy SEALs that went missing off the coast of Somalia. Are there any other details that we know? As far as I know, they haven't released anything more other than it wasn't part of the ongoing operations, like to attack the Houthis, things like that.
Yeah, no, it was not part of that. One SEAL apparently fell into the water. The water is warm, by the way, but there were high seas, and another SEAL went in after him. So that's how that, to try and rescue him. So that's indeed all we know here at this point. It doesn't look good.
No, unfortunately, I think they're even referring to it as a recovery operation at this point.
Yeah.
But it is very sad, and whenever our military, our soldiers fall, we want to make sure that we acknowledge it here on the program. Well, also, Denise, the Iowa caucuses are today. We're finally there. It's interesting. Marco Rubio from the great state of Florida is now supporting Trump. And came out on the eve of the Iowa caucuses. Why did he wait so long, or does it matter at that point?
It really kind of tells me that, Senator Mike Lee came out in support of Trump, too. They kind of waited to see really what the poll numbers were and what the temperature was, politically speaking, and not weather-wise. With the polls in Iowa, they want to be on the wrong side. So I think they kind of waited to see what those numbers were, and that's when they made the decision to support Trump.
Well, I think Ramaswamy is saying something to the effect of, there's going to be a shock to the political system at the Iowa caucus. Will it be shocking, or will it be fairly, sort of go by what most of these polls are showing us to begin with?
Nikki Haley came out and said, based on the numbers that she's so close to Trump, that she said, okay, now it's just you and me. So she's eliminated everybody else in the race.
Indeed. And she said she wouldn't go for vice president either.
Correct. And I don't think he wants her as vice president, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's in his mind, he's made his choice from what we understand. But no, I don't think that, I don't want to say in a million years, but I don't think it would include Nikki Haley unless there was some major change of something in their relationship.
No, my gut tells me it may be Lee Zeldin.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, we'll expand more on that on the other side of the top of the hour news. Denise, stay right there. Folks, it is the Monday edition. We continue along, and we hope that you're having a great Monday. We are. We're going to continue the fun after the break. Top of the news. Hour number two in the books. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.